in my own journey into him, I begin to realize that all truth is relational. It's not intellectual. Truth is not a commodity that can be held in the intellect. Truth is a person. And just as we are gathered here, you know, some of us have never met, and so as we mingle, we begin to journey into the realm of relationship. And relationship determines the depth of sharing. We all have friends that we can go to them and share anything and everything because of relationship. And so it is with God our Father. The depth of our abiding in Him, the depth of our growth and development in Him determines the depth of what He can reveal to us. So Jesus said to His disciples, I have many things to share with you, but you're not able to bear them right now. The capacity to interact with Him on a certain level of truth requires a certain capacity within me that has been developed because of my walk in Him. So Ezekiel is standing at the river of life, and there's a lot of Christians that are standing at the river of life. And the angel comes and he measures out 1,000 cubits. And Ezekiel walks that 1,000 cubits, and he's in the river now up to his ankles. So we're at the church of the first ankles. So we built a denomination on, hey man, this life starts to change your walk. But if Ezekiel doesn't walk the 1,000 out, the angel will not come and measure another. John says, he that doeth truth comes to the light. Light isn't a function of intellect. It's a function of my life becoming submitted to His. And as I walk the 1,000 out, God goes, I got another 1,000 for you. And every truth of God is prefaced with a former truth. And as we build in our life with Him, as we begin to acquiesce our will into His, He begins to unveil Himself in deeper and more profound ways. Oswald Chambers said, God's revelation of Himself to me is determined by my character, not God's. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. Well, if my heart is impure, if I have motives where I'm trying to promote myself, promote a church, promote some other person, rather than being a child that reveals His Father, the tap is shut off. And so Hebrews says, pursue holiness, without which no man shall see God. Well, do you want to see God? The emphasis of all these things is relationship. And God is ever beckoning us. He's ever desirous to measure another 1,000 cubits. You know, He measures another 1,000, and Ezekiel's now in the river up to his knees. You know, he's starting to develop a prayer life, you know. And some men will make a denomination or a doctrine on how to pray. Well, prayer is relational. Sorry. And Ezekiel walks in that, and God is rejoicing. And he measures out another 1,000. Now he's up to his waist, and he's becoming fruitful. Well, this is pretty good. I'm going to, you know, I'm bearing fruit. Things are going good. But God's always got another 1,000 for us. Wow. I mean, Ezekiel's up to the water, up to his waist, and God measures out another 1,000, and now Ezekiel's no longer touching the bottom. He's now a man totally wrapped up in the will of God. Where God goes, he goes. Where God stays, he stays. Jesus walks into the pool of Bethesda, heals one person, is gone. Left to myself, I'd be trying to pray for every single individual there. But God is bringing us to the river. He's bringing us and he's desiring us where we no longer touch the soil of this earth. We are no longer bound by our inclinations. But we don't get there because we believe it. He that doeth truth cometh to the light. So, I can't get away from John, but 1 John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. There's a sharing that is translated and communicated beyond quoting a few scriptures. There is a Paul wrote to Philemon, he said that the communication of your faith may become effectual, create an effect in another individual. We're not here to communicate scripture. We're here to communicate the faith that has been produced in us by the life of the Son. This new wineskin God is raising up is a living one. It's where the souls and the depth of our being is being woven together in the fabric of life. It transcends anything man can put together. It already exists. And like Ezekiel, we enter into it 1,000 cubits at a time. Jesus said, no man by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature. Well, we've tried that. We've labored and we always come back and go, not my will. I can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Thank God he's irrevocably destroying our Humpty Dumpty and is bringing us into the fabric of himself. So the scripture, Jesus said, if the King James says, if any man believe in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of life. Well, the Greek says, if any man believe into me, that's relationship. When Jesus painted the picture of who and what his church is to look like, he couldn't present anything more intimate than the vine, the branch and the vine. And so our union with one another is going to be as deep and as powerful as our relationship with Him. And that depth of sharing, that spring that flows in here, you know, there's certain people you get around and there's a flow, but it's to the knees, because that's where that individual is. And the wonder of Christ is he flows to the depth that we can receive Him in our becoming. That was the scripture that utterly transformed my life, is John 1:12. As many as received Him, gave He the power, the unction, the right, the ability, the enablement to become sons of God. And the word become there in the Greek is ginomai, which means to become something by the receiving of something else. Ginomai is a picture of human conception. It's not what the lady has, it's not what the man has. It's when the one receives the other that being is born. And science, they just released this not too long ago on YouTube, they show a blue spark that happens in the womb when the two unite. There is a spark of life. And that life is the beginning of becoming. So in order for us to touch the prayer of Jesus, that they may be one as Thou art in me and I am in thee, that they may be one in us, requires each one of us individually becoming the significant offspring of Him. And so any of us who have kids, you can't even fathom they came from the same parents, the difference between them. And the requirements of each of us as parents to recognize that what worked for one does not work for the other. And Lynn and I are blessed with three amazing kids that made amazing choices and are raising kids and better than we did. But we're ever moving forward. And so if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of His Son cleanses us from all sin. I have been in meetings where the fellowship was so deep and so powerful that you felt absolutely washed. Supernaturally, you felt so clean inside, because in the fellowship, in the interaction of light, the blood is released, not on a doctrinal level, but on a living level that communicates the power of His life. The Old Testament says the life is in the blood, not in what I think, not in how I understand the scriptures. The life is in the blood. And it says in John 6:56, some of the poor English translations, King James says, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath life." Well, the Greek says, "He that is eating my flesh and drinking my blood abideth in me." That's an ongoing, the blood isn't some past tense doctrinal thing. The blood is a living reality that on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, His call is to keep going on in this river until we come to the place where our feet no longer touch. We are continually drinking in of Him. We are continually eating of Him. And we are continually becoming manifestations of Him, through the amazing capacity that he's given to each of us, it's going to take every one of us in that full, undimmed relationship with him for the world to see him. This isn't a one-man show. This is a body that is formed from individual relationship into a corporate. It's the greatest miracle. The earth has not seen what God is bringing. So Peter says, we who are kept by the power of God unto a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last days. The early church knew they weren't in the fullness yet. And anybody who has any shred of vision knows that today is insufficient. The way we do things, the way we function is insufficient for the glory he's bringing. And we are in the process. But the process is one of doing. He that doeth truth cometh to the light. And anyway, I was writing on this scripture yesterday. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. And the phrase the Lord spoke unto me was, wherever the light shines, the blood is released. No matter how dark your experience is, how you failed God, how you know there's so much more to see, when that light shines, there is always a manifestation of the blood. Because the life is in the blood. There is something about the light that you can't separate from the blood of Jesus. And one last thought in concerning the book of Revelation in the last days. It says they overcame him, the accuser, by the blood of the Lamb. That's an everyday thing. We don't take on the condemnation of the enemy, but we readily receive conviction. We readily receive godly sorrow. Repentance to me is the greatest gift. Out of all the gifts of God, there's none greater than repentance. Oh, the ability to turn from who and what I am is the most magnificent gift. Esau sought it with tears and never found it. So we just encourage each of us to refocus our lives on the blood of the Lamb. And as the high priest is going from the holy place into the most holy, he sprinkles the blood. Do not think we're going to just prance in from the holy place into the holiest of all. There's a sprinkling of the blood. We're going to walk into that new realm through the life which is in the blood. And there's going to be a re-emphasis on the blood of Christ in these last days, because that's the beginning of our defeating the stratagems of the enemy. We're walking through on his merits, his life, and his ministration of life to each of us. There's five pillars going from the outer court into the holy place. Speaks of the fivefold ministry, bringing people into a place of their functioning. There's four pillars between the holy place and the holiest of all, and that's relationship. The three Hebrew men in the fire, and the king says, "Whoa, I see a fourth, like unto the Son of God." So anyway, I just want to encourage, walk out the truths that God has put. Every one of us We know right now God's finger is on something in our lives. That's the beauty of God. He's always got a finger on something in us. And don't try to escape that. Seek the life to overcome it, because there's a new life waiting. There's new depths in God. He that doeth truth cometh to the light. And the fellowship that we have here, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Well, every time each one of us steps into new truths in God, new depths in the river, the fellowship here takes on power, significance, and life. And though the depth that we walk in is the depth that flows out of us, it can't be any other way. And that's the beauty of, and the joy of being a Christian, is that there's waters waiting for us. Waters, and the angel is ever waiting to measure another 1,000 out for us. He's more anxious to give it to us than we are to walk it out. Because there's a price. The price is ourselves and the prize is him. Hardly significant compared to the price.